Chinese military spokesperson says separatists who attempt to split China will not meet a good end. Wu Qian says Taiwan's part of China and a Chinese internal affair. He says China will never tolerate any separatist forces attempting to split the country. The spokesperson also says China does not renounce the use of force and reserves the option of taking all necessary measures to safeguard China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. A senior official says Macau firmly supports the improvement of Hong Kong's electoral system. Macau Chief Executive Ho Yat Sung made the remarks on the sidelines of the ongoing annual session of the National People's Congress. He says improving Hong Kong's electoral system is the NPC's responsibility.
The improvement of Hong Kong's electoral system this time is very important. So Macau issued a statement showing our full support to the relevant revisions and decisions of the NPC. The NPC is the highest organ of state power, and it has the power and responsibility to do what it should do for the political development of the two special administrative regions.
The chief executive also says patriotic education is essential for the special administrative regions of Hong Kong and Macau. The World Health Organization's expressed concern over the proposed vaccine passports for international travel during the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan says he does not recommend the vaccine certifications being considered in some countries.
At the present time, the use of certification of vaccination as a requirement for travel is not advised because, quite simply, vaccination is just not available enough around the world and is not available certainly on an equitable basis.
He says that requiring a vaccine passport could cause inequality and unfairness to be branded into the system. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has highlighted racial disparities in COVID-19 vaccinations in New York City. He says that Black, Hispanic, and Asian communities continue to have low levels of vaccination. He announced the launch of 10 new vaccination sites as distribution levels from the federal government continue to increase. Los Angeles County officials are stepping up efforts to fight hate crimes against Asian Americans. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon says it's unfortunate that anti-Asian hate crime has reared its head again during the COVID-19 pandemic in the U.S. The country has launched the LA versus Hate initiative to encourage people to report anti-Asian hate crimes. Victims and witnesses to incidents of hate are encouraged to call 211 to help fight the scourge of violence against people in the Asian community. The European Parliament held a tribute for the Italian envoy killed in the Democratic Republic of the Congo last month. The Italian ambassador, an Italian policeman, and their Congolese driver were killed in the attack by gunmen in North Kivu. President of the European Parliament, David Sassoli.
Il Parlamento europeo dedicherà un dibattito.
The European Parliament will dedicate a session to what happened next Thursday. I want to open today's plenary session by sending our deepest condolences to the families and to the victims. Our thoughts are with them and with all the victims of violence.
The ambush on the UN convoy occurred when they were traveling to a school to visit a World Food Program project in eastern Congo.